Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And then if you'd like to make a comment or have an opinion about today's topic, just press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the air, and I will. Emphasis on I will put you on the air. All right, 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, PA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right, and again, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Now, today's show is entitled, At Checkout, You Donate $1, Where Does That Dollar Go? So we're going to talk about donating money at the checkout lane, I know this is a very touchy subject, but this needs addressing by the people that are asking for your money. That's who you need to ask about these donations. But anyway, we're going to get into that in just a minute. And but before we do, today's word of the day is ambiguous. And this is a very important word. And the reason I say it's important, because on Wednesday, on this coming Wednesday, Wednesday is going to be Contest Wednesday, where you guys can call in at 10:40, right around this time at 10:40, and I'll ask you for the word of the day for a certain day over the past week's shows. And if you've been listening to the show, and that's why I tell you guys, write down these words and what day you found, you hear, heard them on. That way on Wednesday, when I ask you for the word of the day for a certain day, you'd say, you know, like if I ask you for Monday's word of the day, which is 424 today, today's word is ambiguous. You'd call in and say, hey, Frank, that word was ambiguous. And you win a Frank Williams Show t-shirt and an armband. That's awesome. Okay, I've given away a few and would like to give away more while supplies last, of course. And again, today's word of the day is ambiguous. So write that down, guys, and hang on to it. And you have the entire show on Wednesday to call in with the word of the day. All right? And again, 818-301-5834. So the word of the day, ambiguous, and ambiguous means, is an adjective, and it means doubtful or uncertain, especially from obscurity or indistinctness. Doubtful or uncertain, especially from obscurity or indistinctness. Can't get that one. The next meaning is incapable of being explained, interpreted, or accounted for. Incapable of being explained, that's ambiguous. Incapable of being interpreted, that's ambiguous. And interpreted, incapable of being or accounted for. Or it's just simply inexplicable. You can't explain it. Okay, some things happen in life or happen in, you know, that you see it and you just can't explain it. You know, I don't know how it happened. I don't know why it happened or whatever. And the final meaning is capable of being understood in two or more possible senses or ways. Okay. That's ambiguous, okay? Now, today's weather, let's see. I just had the weather just a second ago. Let's see. Right now it's 54 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high today of looking at maybe a high today of only 66, 68 degrees today. Low 54. It's supposed to be a high 69, low 54 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine, high 82, low 56. Wednesday, sunshine, high 86, low 62. And Thursday, thunderstorms, high 79, low 68. So you're looking at a nice next couple of days. Today's looks like it's going to be cloudy and drizzling all day. And tomorrow, sunshine. Wednesday, sunshine. Thursday, thunderstorms. All right? So that's your forecast over the next few days. We're looking at Friday being partly sunny and 90 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 91. Wow. So it's starting to get hot, guys. It's going to get hot. And so let's get into today's topic. And today's topic is, at checkout, you donate $1. Where does that dollar go? All right. And I mentioned as soon as we started the show that, you know, when you go through, especially at Publix, okay, we use Publix a lot, Publix right few blocks from the house. We use them a lot. And it seems like every time we go there and go through the checkout, they ask you if you want to donate a dollar to something, something. We know there are millions of charities out there. We know there, you know, everyone, including myself, have a couple of charities that they're, you know, would donate to with no problem. Okay. And it doesn't matter whether it's Publix, Kroger, Walgreens, Walmart, whatever. People are going to ask you for donations. Okay? Now, do you go to the gas station sometimes and somebody's walking through the gas station asking people for money because they ran out of gas or, you know, or they, you know, they coming from Alabama trying to get home and they need some more gas money and they walking through the gas station asking people for money and you see them. You see them walking through and you're like, oh, hell, he, you know, this guy, this girl, they getting ready to ask me for some money. What am I going to say? Okay, what am I going to say? You don't know if they're legitimately out of gas or need gas or need money to get to where their next destination. But some of these guys, some of these girls are straight crack addicts, drug heads. And, you know, and you don't want to give your money to someone who's going to go and spend it on drugs, right? And, you know, if they say they're hungry, then I'll come in here and I'll buy you a hot dog at a QT and you can eat that. That'll take the hunger off. But they don't want that. They want the cash. Okay. It's, you know, what's the difference in that and giving your money to, you know, the cashier at Publix? There's no difference. The only difference is you know, the only difference is you're giving it out in the streets to someone you don't know, and then you're giving it to Publix to someone that you don't know. So what I'm saying is that's no different. That's no different because you don't know what Publix is doing with that money. You don't know if they're truly giving that money to a legitimate cause or a legitimate organization. And again, like, you know, like my wife said, they may be donating it to the Ku Klux Klan. They may be donating, and probably 9 times out of 10, they're probably not donating it to someone or some cause that you are familiar with or that you would donate it to. Y'all get me? If they're donating it at all. And then, you know, you've been in the store. This happens in drug stores and grocery stores all over the place. Then you've been in the store. You've gone through and shopped and got what you need. And you go through the checkout line and you're giving them money for their products that they've marked up to make a profit on, right? So they're making a profit off of you from the products, and then they're asking you for another dollar for what? Another dollar for what? Where is this money going? Is it going in a pot for the employees when they have a day off? They all can get together and have barbecue and cook out and picnic, beer and wine, liquor. What is it for? That's the question that you need to ask the establishment. When you go through there and they ask you for a dollar to give to something, you ask them for, give me some literature on that. Show me where you guys have been donating this money to this charity. Okay, take your own money. Take tell Publix to take their own money, take some of their profits, and give it to that charity. That's what you do, right? When you give, when you donate money to a charitable organization or church or whatever, a legitimate organization, when you give your money to church, when you give, I mean, you don't know where the money's going unless you're on the board of the church or whatever, and you see where the money's going. You don't know where that money's going. You think some of it may be going to, you know, help us build a playground for the kids on the church property, or help us to build some type of church monument that we want on the church property, or even to go for a retreat that the church may be offering. Who knows? You really don't know. And these dollars, think about it. If Publix asked every customer that came through their line for a dollar, and let's say every customer gave them a dollar, how many customers did they have that day? 1,000? 1,000 customers at the store in a day? I don't know their numbers, but that's probably pretty good. Okay? $1,000 a day. Let's say 6 days a week. That's $6,000 a week. That's $24,000 a month. Times 12, that's a lot of money a year. They're donating to charity. But what charity is it? And what I'm saying is that they donate your dollar to the charity, okay? But the charity doesn't know that you gave them that dollar. You're donating that dollar on Publix behalf. So Publix come on TV and say, we're giving $100,000 to this charity, and that comes from your $1 donations that you give every, you know, whenever you go to Publix. Well, I don't know how many times I went to Publix this year. I don't know how many times you went to Publix this year, but all those dollars have added up. They gave the charity a check for $100,000. Oh, that's tremendous. That's great. But they get all the credit. They get that tax write-off for a $100,000 donation to that charity. And again, that charity may not be one of yours, one that you're passionate about, one that you want to donate to. All I'm saying, guys, is that make them accountable. Ask them to share with you where this money's going. Ask them to share with you the, you know, tell you, you need to say, you need to put up here and give a, have a video or something showing that we giving this money to this organization and it comes from our customers. But how donation to a legitimate charity is one of the only things that you can write off on your taxes these days. So if you say I probably gave Publix, you know, $90 this year. Okay. Well, Publix is not a legitimate tax donation for tax write-off, because they're not a 501(c), a 501(c)(3). I don't know what the technical name for it is, but they're not. So you can't write that off on your taxes. You can't write that off on your taxes because Publix is not a legitimate tax donating thing, whatever. The 501(c) or 501(c)(3) or whatever. I don't know the technical name of it, but they're not. So although you went to Publix 90 times this year and you gave them a dollar every time you went, so you gave them $90 this year for some kind of kids or charity as a donation. But they're not a legitimate charity. But they take your money, so to speak, and donate it to charity. But you don't know that. You don't know if they're donating it or not. How would you know if they're donating it or not? And then if they are donating it, are they donating it on behalf of their customers or they're donating it on behalf of Publix? They're donating that money on behalf of Publix. And in other words, you didn't have anything to do with it. But that's your money that they're taking the tax write-off for. And like I said earlier, it may be 1,000 customers that come through the store in a day, any given day. And let's give them 6 days a week with one day off. I don't think they're closed no days, but let's give them 6 days, one day off. 1,000 people come through the store a day. That's $6,000 a week, $24,000 a month. And I don't know what 12 times 24 is. It's a lot of money. But let's say, you know, let me see what 12 times 24 is $288,000 that they collected this year from your dollars. $288,000. Let's say they gave a check to such and such for $100,000. Or Publix gave $100,000 to the Red Cross or whatever. Yeah, Publix did. Not Frank Williams. Not on behalf of their customers. But Publix did. Now, who's going to take the write-off for that $100,000? It was actually $288,000 that they took in, but they only gave $100,000 to the Red Cross. Who's going to take that $100,000 write-off that they gave to the Red Cross? Publix is. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing, but you don't know. Right? We don't know. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You call in and you tell me if you know who Publix or anybody gives that dollar donation that you give out. Who do you give it to? So you go through, like again, Publix 90 times a year. And you gave a dollar every time you went. But you cannot write that charitable contribution off on your taxes. But you can go to Goodwill. You can give them some money, and they'll give you a receipt for your donation. Give them clothes, they'll give you a receipt for your donation. I don't know how much that equates to on taxes, but it's legitimate. Publix is not. Walgreens is not. They're huge cash cows. But again, they're smart. They use you as a tax haven. You guys give it $288,000 a year. And they only give so much away. Not to you, not to a charity of your choice, but to a charity of their choice. And it's not your money. It's their money. They're making profits off you with the products that you're buying from them. Then they're making a profit off you from the dollar you're donating to them as well. Guys, I have a couple of minutes left in the show. I'm going to close out here now. I got some business to take care of here and soon as I get off the show. But that's the gist of what I wanted to get to you guys today. Thanks for joining the show, guys. I appreciate you listening in. Join me tomorrow, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Hey, take care of yourselves, guys, and I will see you same in about 23 and a half hours, same place, same time tomorrow, right here on the Frank Williams Show. I'm over, and I'm out. I'll see you. So I'm going to get your blood pumping right now. Do your thing, huh?
Kids get to bed. I get the story.
You can pump up and down.
Y'all tucked in?
You can pump up and down. Yeah.
Here we go.
Go ahead and do it.
Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But what? She was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick.